Yeah, I'm walking around the house. I probably got in a bad spot. I made sandwiches and got those packed. Packed up some fruit. Got a salad and dressing and cheese and stuff put together. Kate might be coming home with us, so I put the car seat in the car because they have, once it gets dark, they have more Halloween things starting up. So the younger group might stay late, and we might be bringing Cade home. So I got snacks and fruit and apple and chips and stuff for him and to snack on till he falls asleep, juice. So I'm walking around packing stuff. I was just saying, I know in like the 90s, 2000s, a lot of the cars had a weep hole on the water pump. And if the water pump was starting to go bad, you'd start getting coolant coming out that little weep hole, and then you knew it was time to change the water pump. But I don't know, back in the 55. KB8RVP.
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Yeah, we're a lot better that time.
Well, that could be the situation here, but this is a 55 Packard. I think 56 was the last one they built in Detroit, and then merged with Studebaker. For 2 years they built cars in South Bend, Indiana, and the Packard, those last 2 years, 57 and 58, I believe, they were just Studebakers with some different trim and different chrome and whatever, and after that, why, they threw in the towel. Of course, during that period, there was a lot of car companies in this country that didn't survive. And, well, it's what it is. Well, I think I'm going to say 73 is here. Just listening around a little bit. The thing is working. Get the repeater in here, 40 dB over 9, so that's not too shabby. And all I got here is a whip antenna inside the room. Don't even have an outdoor antenna. But seems to be working good. So if you get around this way, well, let me know. And we'll be talking to you later. This is WHJC, 73.
Yep, I just got a new phone, and I had to swap everything over to the new phone. It's pretty automated now, but I was looking at the pictures I had, if I needed the last few pictures, and I had pictures of that new dial that I put in, the new VFO, and how I soldered all the connectors and then put the shrink wrap tubing over them and heated it up, and so nothing will short out. Everything's snug as a bug in a rug in there. Glad it's working. I didn't have a way to test it. I just took it apart, put it back together, and crossed my fingers. It all went together easier than it came apart, that's for sure. It was quite a task getting that thing open, as you saw. When you look down in the front of that radio, just trying to get to that dial, the back side of it. Nice talking to you, John. Enjoy your weekend. We'll say 73. KB8RVP. I'll be clear.